You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
For life.
Hello.
Hi, can I talk to Rudy?
This is him.
This is Rudy?
Yes.
Rudy! Rudy! Rudy!
Now, who are
Rudy.
These guys? Who are you?
Rudy! 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 Rudy!
Let the little guy in!
Do I have anything else to do?
Let the little guy play! Come on, everyone!
Rudy!
So what do you got? Don't you guys have anything else to do with your lives than to be harassing
Rudy.
Somebody?
Rudy!
Clap on! Clap off! Clap on! Clap off!
Stop clapper.
Let you turn things on or off from anywhere in the room. Just plug in the clapper and a television, lamp, stereo, almost anything you want to clap on and off.
Clap on! Clap off! Clap on, clap off,
stop
clapper.
Clapper is available at Meijer, Perry, Hills, and Osco. Get yours today.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Anarchy in Anaheim. We're a podcast brought to you out of Orange County, California. We're located in Anaheim. Got a great show for you this week. We've been away for a while, about 2 to 3 months. Of course, this podcast is my primary job. I do have a side job, and unfortunately I've had to travel a lot lately, but we are back. We've also had a couple lawsuits, but thanks to your generous donations, I was able to hire Gloria Allred, and we got this taken care of. So we're back in business, and we're going to start the show off with the band called Doom. Here you go.
Yeah.
kick at your front door. How are you gonna come with your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun?
A lot of albums came out this week that I was interested in. Jane's Addiction released a new album. They haven't put out an album in a long time. This album is a big disappointment. It's not good. Doesn't sound at all like the Jane's Addiction we're used to. And actually, Perry Farrell's last band, Satellite Party, put out a way better album than this. So this was a big disappointment. Another album that came out that's so bad that it's good is Metallica and Lou Reed. This album is horrible, but you can't stop listening to it. I don't know what it is, but I keep listening to it, and it reminds me of our old friend Wesley Willis. Lou Reed these days sounds like a schizophrenic, kind of like Rest in Peace Wesley Willis did. So I'm going to play a song by Wesley Willis and his band The Fiasco. This is Casper, the Homosexual Friendly Ghost. Here you go.
This is a rock and roll song that I will be doing for you, which is called Casper, the Homosexual Friendly Ghost. Hit it, Brendan.
Casper.
yin-yin. It's the fastest way to send money.
I'm out on the streets tonight. I'm with a few friends, so it feels alright. Shouting out loud so the song doesn't do it. It doesn't sink in, and I say screw it. Same old vices, not much to dream about. Is there anything left to fight about? Fighting to live is the only fight. Since that first show, I close my eyes and let myself go to a place I'm never alone or scared. Somehow I had a reason to care. I get so lost in it. I get so lost in it. Train and I got my phones. People all around, but I'm good all alone. I won't worry what I need to be. Wherever I am, that's the place to be.
Alright, the other week I was watching a beauty pageant on TV. I don't know why. I was flipping through the channels, got mesmerized by some hot chicks with big racks and their plastic smile, and I continued watching, but it made me remember in 2007, right around there, there was a beauty contest, Miss Universe or Miss USA, some crap, and they asked this big dummy a question, and she kept rambling on, and it was the funniest thing. So I'm going to play that audio right now. And then after that, I'm going to play a band called Sleigh Bells. Here you go.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Alright folks, that does it for this week's episode. Want to thank you for tuning in and hanging with us. We'll be back soon with a brand new episode. Want to remind you that you can follow us on Twitter at Anarchy Anaheim. You can also send us emails with your song requests or any suggestions you have. We do appreciate everything. So thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Get it.